You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Everton 2-5, the draw 18-5, and Sunderland are 7-1. Enhanced odds for this one: Barkley to score, Everton to win, pushed out from 17-10 to 2-1, and Jermaine Defoe to score and Sunderland to win, pushed out from 19-2 to 12-1. Everton 2-5 are going to be many people's banker this weekend, Derek, in their Akers. I must confess, for all that they're the clear form pick and Sunderland have been ranked, for some reason that 2-5's got alarm bells flashing for me. But Everton have been pretty good recently, particularly at home. Can you get away from them?
Well, they have been in form, and Sunderland, you know what, they're liable to get hammered by anybody. But they do sometimes put in, you know, some good resistance. I'm thinking of the Liverpool game I saw over Christmas when they were absolutely sensational in a 2-2 draw. So basically what you're saying, 2-5 Everton is too short. It is too short. It's like that Tottenham match earlier on. I think they're the same price Tottenham. Alarm bells ring when you see teams like Everton and Tottenham at 2-5, and you think, well, 2-5, basically, it's just got to put its head over the line. To, you know, that's the kind of one, well, I think 2-5, but there's a long way to go for that. I can't back them. When I look at Everton now, the highlights of my season, there's been some fantastic goals scored this season, but the highlight of my season was Ross Barkley celebrating before he put the ball in the net a couple of weeks ago. That was unbelievable. It's like something you do in the school playground, and it was wonderful, absolutely wonderful. It just shows how much his confidence is returning for that to happen. I think Everton will win it, but I can't touch them at these prices. And you know what, Sunderland will live. David Moyes going back to his old ground as well. He's going to keep it tight. He's going to keep it. He knows those Everton players very well. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go for Sunderland plus a goal here, because 19-10, it's just 19-10 is a big price in a Premier League game with a goal star for a team.
Okay.
I just think Everton, they'll keep it tight. They'll keep it tight, and I'm not sure Everton have got the guile. They're playing well, but I'm not sure they've got the guile to break a team down like that.
Okay. At the same time, though, Tom, Sunderland just the one win in the last 10 in all competitions, but that was that aforementioned thumping of Crystal Palace at Selhurst Park.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, given how Palace have been, again, you've got to kind of maybe take that out of things as you look at a Sunderland side who, away from home, they've tried to do exactly that. You know, David Moyes has set up similar sort of ways for a lot of their away matches. And in the end, they get what I would describe as sort of valiant defeats, really, sort of spirited defeats. You know, games that, you know, the manager can spin and say there's something positive from. You know, 2-0 at West Brom, 2-0 at Burnley in the FA Cup, but 4-1 at Burnley in the league, 3-1 against Manchester United. They've got a tendency, they can score goals away from home, but in the end, they're getting beat by margins, and they're covering sort of, you know, -1 handicaps is what you'd be covering when Sunderland are playing away from home. And I think that's what you can cover with Everton, particularly given their recent home form. 13 goals in the last three at home, albeit 6 of those against Bournemouth, but 3 against Southampton, who were in decent form at that time, 4 against Manchester City. There's too much in this Everton side for a Sunderland team who I think have got to show a little bit more ambition. I think there could be goals. I think both teams to score would be a play. But two things I've picked out here. I like Everton minus a goal at even money. It's been, you know, Sunderland's opponents, particularly when they've welcomed Sunderland to their ground, that's been cleared. And obviously, it's been cleared by Everton as well. They won the last three games by a 2-goal margin. But another one I like the look of here, any time goal scorers doubled, and every now and then, you know, a fixture comes up and I look at the two teams and think, how reliant are these two teams on the two men up front, Lukaku and Defoe? And it's 4-1 for both of those players to score any time. Everton are far from watertight, and if anyone's going to score for Sunderland, it's going to be Defoe. If Everton score, it's going to be Lukaku, isn't it? So 4-1's not bad for the pair of them to score any time in this game.
Now at William Hill, you can get your bet onto the website for featured matches. If there's a bet you fancy that's not on the app, just tweet with the hashtag #YourOdds to @WilliamHill, and the traders will try to price it up. #YourOdds from William Hill.